Welcome back to I-81, the podcast show. No days off. Great. We got Cameron Hauser in the building. Interviewing Cameron Hauser for his upcoming projects, his family, a lot going on in the community. So as an upcoming artist, if you're an upcoming artist, because it seems like you've went more the independent route than most artists, What advice would you give a young upcoming artist looking for a way? Would you tell them, would they go sign? Would they stay independent?
Yeah.
What should they look for? Should they watch out for?
Yeah. I think the most important part of being an artist is being independent, because you can control your own like path. So at the end of the day, nobody can really tell you shit. And you can control when you release music, what you do with music. The number one thing to watch out for when you sign to a label is people get shelved. So you don't want to be in a position where you're making music but you can't drop it, because then you're failing as an artist because you can't put your music out, and then your fans are confused and they don't understand. So it's just a lot of like backlash on you, and it's not really your fault because you ain't read the contract. So at the end of the day, I think the number one thing for upcoming artists is to stay motivated, make music every day, release music as much as you can, and collect that bag. And I'm talking about like United Masters. What's the other one called? The one that everybody uses too. It's just the independent ways to make your bag and collect off streams. Take it.
CD Baby, me.
Yeah, all that. And then you got the other one. What's it called? DistroKid.
Yeah.
You got all these different ways to collect that bag without a label. So like you gotta look at like artists that do that now, independent artists. They own their masters, they own all of that stuff, and that's the number one thing you always want to do, is be able to own something, because at the end of the day, if something would happen to you, your family gets that. So it's like everybody working their whole entire life to have a retirement plan. That's your retirement plan as an artist. So just make sure you stay on point with everything. And coming up, I just want to say, do as many shows as you can. Try and open for people. Just try and get yourself out there as much as you can. Do podcasts. Do interviews. Do anything that if somebody hits you up, yo, we want to shoot a music video for you, we're up and coming. Do it. Like, you know what I mean? Because it takes that one song and that one video for you to take off. And then when you take off, don't stop working. You can't get comfortable, because as soon as you get comfortable, you're going to fall off. Like, you know what I mean? Like, don't ever get comfortable. I don't care if you got $10 million. Don't get comfortable. You can't in this lifetime. $10 million ain't a lot of money. So that's my advice to the artist that's coming up. Just stay focused and keep grinding, and you'll make it where you want to be at.
All right, that's it for the interview part two. I-81 podcast. Cameron Hauser, Chambersburg, PA. Come out to the show March 6th. The doors open at 5 p.m. Shout out to the local businesses doing their thing. Shout out to Sims. Go down the shop. Shout out to all the design shops in the local area. If you get a chance, go down and support anything local. But I do suggest that you support the people that support you. Support Renee's Design Shop. You can also get custom design cups and everything else. Shout out to Miss Lynette. She be cooking the good food. Food be slapping. So, and she got the daycare center, and she just started a new cleaning service. So if you're looking for some type of cleaning, residential or commercial, hit her up. You can find her on Instagram, or you can find her on Facebook. And her cards are out there. Her business cards is out there. So shout out to Aloe 717 Unique. If you're looking for hats, t-shirts, clothes, you can hit him up. You can find him on Instagram. This is I-81, segment 2. We'll be back in a minute.